Stewardship, Choosing Service Over Self-Interest, Second Edition, by Peter Block, narrated by Sherman Allen. Forward, by Stephen Piersanti. My publishing career has spanned more than 35 years. For 30 of those years, I have been an acquiring editor, and I have served as the lead editor for many hundreds of books, yet this is the first time I've ever written the foreword for a book. Why have I chosen to do something for this book that I've never done before? Two reasons. First, as a testament to the importance of this book. And second, because of gratitude for the profound impact of this book on Barrett Kaler Publishers and on me personally. Stewardship was published to great acclaim in 1993, and it quickly became a bestseller, eventually selling nearly 200,000 copies. Library Journal said that Block transcends all extant leadership literature, and this book has conceived the organizational structure of the 21st century. Stewardship inspired thousands of leaders and change agents to profoundly rethink how they did their daily work. For example, one educational administrator wrote in a letter to Peter Block, "I will never look at leadership in organizations the same way again. I have read the book, reread it, highlighted it, read my highlights, and taken notes on my highlights." Hundreds of other book authors and change agents were so influenced by stewardship that they incorporated ideas from it in their work, thereby further spreading its influence. Some of them wrote their own books, such as Abolishing Performance Appraisals and The Future of Staff Groups, that delved deeper into the particular themes of stewardship. And Peter Block expanded the last chapter of stewardship into an equally profound book, The Answer to How is Yes. Block has added fascinating and important new material in this second edition, a new introduction that surveys, with Block's compelling insight and mind-opening perspective, what has changed and what has not changed in the world in the past 20 years, and how the ideas in this book are needed now more than ever. A new chapter on stewardship for the common good that shows how the principles in the book apply not just to individuals and organizations, but also to communities and to society in general, and new examples of stewardship in action. But this new material is just icing on the cake. What I especially love about stewardship is that it is the rare book that is just as relevant and radical today as it was the day it was written, or even more so. This is a sign that Peter Block hit bedrock with the concepts in this book. One can open the book almost anywhere and find pithy, memorable observations that turn conventional thinking on its head and open our minds to new ways of seeing the world around us. Consider, for example, this comment in Chapter 12, Cosmetic Reform.
Sample complete. Ready to continue?